I had a couple of options, but they were down south, and that would have been moving my family. And then the ones that were up north, you know, they weren't concrete, and I needed something concrete. And then as soon as I spoke to Edmo, you know, I spoke to him in and out in the summer, and then he was telling me everything that was going on here, and it was just an exciting project. And you know, it was something that I wanted to be in at the start of the season. You know, it is different. You know, it's part time. It's getting my head around that when you feel like you're cheating on a Monday and a Wednesday when you're off, and you're thinking this is weird. You feel like you should be doing something, and that's been the hardest part. But this project that they are, you know, if he carries on backing it the way it is, who knows where it can go? You know, it could be a Fleetwood, and it's exciting.
What about yourself then? Are you managing to do, you know, have you got your head around what sort of other things you're going to do now you're part-time?
I've got a couple of things. You know, I'm hoping to do my coaching badges in October, and then I've got a little bit of, you know, things that are lined up that, you know, involve going back to college and stuff, so that would be interesting. See if I go through with that, but I've just, you know, I'm just dealing with getting my football sorted at the minute, and you know, sending the wife out to work for a change, and I've got the kids.
I love it. What about the actual squad that they're getting together here then? I mean, some really good names have come in there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, he has backed himself. He's come in, he said he's going to put money in, and you know, he has put money in, he's bought these players in, and it's exciting to come to this club. You know, they're attracting names that, you know, normally wouldn't have come, and that is, you know, that's something that, you know, oh, fair play to the gaffer, that he's selling the club. You know, it's all right saying they've got this backing and that, but he's selling the club, and he's selling the idea and the way they want to go. And, you know, all lads need to buy into it and just push together, really, because everyone's going to want to beat us next season. And
yeah,
and we know that, and it's going to be hard on that level, but we'll be all right.
What do you make of Darren Edmondson as a coach and manager?
Yeah, he's a good guy. You know, he's honest, and he'll tell you if you're not doing it. You know, if you're not doing this and you're not doing that, he'll tell you. And, you know, I think that's the best thing that he can do. You know, he's got the lads on his side, and you know, he's a friend to him, but also he can distance himself, and you know, and he can have a go at you. And I think that's what you need, and I think he's perfect fit for the club at this time.
You've obviously played so much in the Football League. He's talked about somebody who could maybe be a Football League manager one day. Do you sort of see that in him?
Yeah, comfortably, yeah. You know, just the way he is. If, you know, Football League One, League Two, if you get a group of players that believe in you and just want to play for you, you're halfway there. You know, forget about skill, forget about ability. If you've got, and you know, the lads here would, you know, they want to play for him, and I'm sure wherever he went, he'd get the lads on his side, and that's all you need to do.
And just finally, on your former club, obviously relegated last season, but what have you made of the way they've strengthened as they look to try and get back out of League Two this year?
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on them, and some great signings there. Yeah, I think they've got, you know, I think they'll do really well next year. And you know, like say, it's Cav's team now, and you know, I think he'll. You know, I do think they'll do well, and I hope they do well. You know, the fans up there deserve them to go up again, because they should be in League One. So, you know, hopefully it's just they've just come down to regroup and they go back up.